Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
For 200,000 years, the only representation of deity you could find anywhere was a woman. Male deities were not commonly represented until ancient Egypt. The goddess was the only way primitive man experienced God. God created life, and the only one seen creating life was woman. The only one who knew things and could do magic was God, and because woman's intuition gave her the ability to hear the voice of God, she could do magical things. So literally, men took over, and God became male. They said, "There will be no more talk of this intuiting what God has to say. If you do anything that I can't do or don't understand, we'll call you a witch and we'll burn you." Anyone who displayed any natural ability to see, to hear, or to know was called a witch and was killed. Women of all ages suffered and died during what has turned out to be the largest Holocaust ever perpetrated on humanity. Women closed their eyes, their ears, and their mouths, and are in some cases still afraid to open them. It's amazing how men think. They were killing themselves. They knew it was barbarous to keep killing the women, so what did they do? They transferred it to the earth and just started disregarding and disrespecting it. Forget about the natural cycles. They know about the 7 years. You grow and then you let it rest and heal. They said, "Forget about that. We want apples all the time." So now, Father wants a faster car. If it takes dumping toxic waste in the ocean, he doesn't care because it doesn't affect him. It's an act of power. Quote, "I could see no other way to get what I want," unquote. Women properly polarized think very differently than men. They think holistically, taking the entire community under consideration with each decision. They want whatever is sustainable and supportable by the natural rhythm of things. Men, on the other hand, are concerned with results. Quote, "We want faster, bigger, better," unquote. They are not nearly as concerned as they could be about the resources. They want what they want when they want it, whether or not an unbearable strain is created. It took women 2,000 years to give up the power that was once identified with the feminine role, to say, quote, "Your will is stronger than mine. I surrender," unquote. After another 2,000 years, she had forgotten that there even was a feminine role and went completely into the masculine orientation, all the way down to wearing pants, having the job, and saying, quote, "I want to hit the target. I want the stage," unquote. So now everyone wants the male role, and the goddess energy is in a coma. As long as she sleeps, everything else is threatened with the possibility of death.